Vance says ICE Dallas sniper was a violent left-wing extremist, rebukes left for demonizing rhetoric. By Nick Gilbertson on September 24, 2025. Vice President J.D. Vance said Wednesday the alleged sniper who opened fire on an Immigration and Customs Enforcement ICE, facility in Dallas, Texas, reportedly killing one and injuring two before he killed himself, was a violent left-wing extremist. He also rebuked Democrat leaders for their demonizing rhetoric toward ICE employees, as well as those who simply disagree with Democrats. A passionate Vance spoke about the shooting during a speech near Charlotte, North Carolina. On Wednesday, just hours after the sniper opened fire on the facility, killing one detainee and injuring two others, according to CNN. The FBI recovered shell casings from the scene, one of which had the phrase anti-ICE marked on it, according to a photo released by FBI Director Kash Patel. No law enforcement officers were harmed in the attack, Patel said. In Dallas, Texas, an ICE facility was opened fire upon by a violent left-wing extremist, a person who wrote anti-ICE messaging on their bullets, Vance said. And there's some evidence that we have that's not yet public, but we know this person was politically motivated. They were politically motivated to go after law enforcement. They were politically motivated to go after people who are enforcing our border. And I think that is the most disgusting thing. The very people who keep us safe ought to be honored and protected and praised by Democrats and Republicans alike, he added. Vance said that when leftist politicians levy rhetorical attacks on law enforcement and the left-wing media lies about law enforcement operations, it encourages deranged individuals to commit violence. It is time to stop the rhetorical assault on law enforcement, because here's what happens. When Democrats, like Gavin Newsom did, say that these people are part of an authoritarian government, when the left-wing media lies about what they're doing, when they lie about who they're arresting, when they lie about the actual job of law enforcement, what they're doing is encouraging crazy people to go and commit violence. He emphasized it is fine to disagree with the administration's immigration policies, but those who engage in rhetoric that promotes violence against law enforcement can go straight to hell and are unworthy of a place in America's political discourse. Vance pointed to an article that NBC News shared on X on Tuesday in a post that was subsequently deleted and corrected. According to a screenshot from Assistant DHS Secretary Tricia McLaughlin, accompanying NBC News's now-deleted post was the caption, ICE agents held a 5-year-old autistic girl outside her Massachusetts home to pressure her father to surrender to authorities last week, according to the girl's family. However, NBC deleted the post and reshared an updated version of the article in a new tweet. Video shows ICE with 5-year-old girl while agents attempt to arrest her father. Correction, an earlier version of this article mischaracterized the activities of ICE agents in the video. The article has been updated, NBC News added. McLaughlin stated that NBC News neglected to reach out to DHS before propagating these smears. Vance called the story a complete fabrication. But when you go around and lie about our law enforcement and you tell them that they're mistreating 5-year-old girls, what do you think is going to happen? Vance asked, rhetorically. When Democratic politicians incur doxing, when they encourage us to unmask ICE enforcement officers, what do you think is going to happen? When the mayor of Los Angeles encourages violent protesters to get in the face of our law enforcement, what do you think is going to happen? What's going to happen is political violence. And political violence has gotten out of control in this country, he added. He said the calling out and condemning rhetoric that promotes political violence begins at the very top of the Democratic Party. If you want to stop political violence, stop attacking our law enforcement as the Gestapo. If you want to stop political violence, stop telling your supporters that everybody who disagrees with you is a Nazi. If you want to stop political violence, look in the mirror, he added.